had Jackie. They yelled him out of town. They could have signed Willie. But the wave they turned him down. There was not a single black janitor or black peanut vendor. Mr. Yawkey saw to that personally. He was a one-man march against the march of time. Till time ran into me. I wasn't in it for the money. I only want to play for my hometown team in Oakland, my city by the bay. I don't know why they wanted me. I knew about the curse. I never figured I would be the last. San Antonio double A ball. I'm the only back player on the club. And this guy in the stands behind the dugout calls me every name under the sun. He talked about my family. The more trash he talked about me, the harder I hit the ball. Spring training, Arizona, when the game was over, drove a 17-mile haul to a hotel room where the Giants stayed. I played cards with the two Willies, but Boston kept me in the minors. They said I wasn't ready. The black folks said I've got it bad, but Jackie had it worse. I'll bide my time to be the last. Ted says, let your bat do the talking. Pretend you can't hear him and keep on walking. I made my big debut as a pinch runner against the White Sox in a road game in Chicago where Mr. Yawkey didn't have to watch. Beforehand, Ted plays catch with me and his smiles look so sincere. But when the game is over, no one asks me out for beer. And when we finally came to Fenway, you couldn't keep the folks away. They spilled out into center field so they could watch me play. And as I looked around, black and white, they were standing proud and cheering as I stepped to the plate. And I hit that thing off the center field wall in a 2-1 count. I slid into third base, they couldn't tag me out. And the crowd is going crazy, and my heart's about to burst. Who knew that I'd live to be the last of the first? Last of